In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Verses 14 and 15 are the focus of our meditation, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. Since all of us are experts these days on what pleases us, it's easy to complain when we're given some kind of choice. At any institution that serves food, therefore, we can make our complaint and grumble. It's not prepared right. It's too much. It's too little. Not the best quality. And when it comes to reviewing other choices, we could just sing the old Peggy Lee song. Is that all there is? Spice it with a word of theology, and you can have this as a phrase. Is that all there be, O Trinity? Take the case of Nicodemus. He came by night secretly so he could inquire about the kingdom from the rabbi, Jesus. He should have known the truth, but he didn't understand. After all, was he not a member of the Sanhedrin, a ruler, the teacher? And yet he turns out to be a symbol of blindness in Israel. He wanted to know how one could be born of the Spirit. And in explaining it to him, Jesus talked of the journey from Egypt to the Promised Land. Along the way, the people of Israel got impatient. They said, "We're here just to die. No food, at least no good food, just this miserable diet of quail and manna every day." They mumbled and grumbled. Is that all there be, O Mighty One of Israel? The Lord sent fiery serpents among them. They bit them and some died. They realized their sin. They went to Moses and asked him to pray for salvation. And God said to Moses, "Make a snake, put it on a pole. When anyone is bitten and looks at it, he will live." All life comes from God, physical, spiritual. So it is with the Son of Man. But blindness is not limited to Israel. That's not the only place. When people make demands on God and become impatient with what he gives, they start grumbling out of their blindness, as we might even these days. It is a period of economic downturn, no doubt about it. The church suffers because there are fewer resources to do the Lord's work at home in our congregations and in the mission work out of those congregations, and in the foreign field. We think if only the Lord would provide like he used to. We used to have a lot more money, people, cooperation in our church. The list goes on. So we check our comparisons, we reflect on what we know, and we grumble. What's wrong with our people? How come God is not blessing us like he used to? Our witness, why? We grow impatient, we get demanding, and we reveal in it our lack of trust as we mumble, "Is that all there be, O Trinity?" But like the old Israel, today's disciples, the new Israel, should remember the bountiful and gracious gifts of God. Did he not lead us out of bondage to our own desires and self-centeredness, being caught up in gaining stuff, having good times, and growing fat? Did he not provide a savior on a tree when we desperately needed to be free? Did he not send someone to lead us into a land of plenty where there would be nothing we could want or desire? Then remember how we are rescued. For even such thanklessness and such impatience, God will forgive. Give thanks for Jesus. In him, the victory is ours. We have the greatest treasure, and by baptism into him, we have new life. This is no time to mumble. Is that all there be, O Trinity? Even though our resources seem fewer, we have life, and we have life to share. Better to give thanks for what God provides. Better to use it with joy. Let it be sufficient. Let God bless it. Better to ditch the comparisons and the demands we make on God. For he is raising up new opportunities, new folk. New folk who are ready to serve. Foreigners who come into our midst and could carry the good news to others like them or back where they came from. Through them, let God bless us and others. Rely on his mercy. No need to grumble. Is that all there be, O Trinity? There's a symbol in this room of these words to Nicodemus. If you look over the altar in that window, you will find a slightly curved shape, the calligraphy of a figure on a cross. Yes, it's somewhat snake-like. Jesus said, as Moses lifted up the serpent, so must the Son of Man be lifted up. By him comes spiritual life. By hanging on a cross, our Lord carried our sin and is able to remove our blindness. So each time we gather, let it speak to you. Look, believe, and live. Then with his gracious favor, journey on. And in wonder, keep saying, O Trinity, all that's for me? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.